I'm Heather Stevens. I was born Pitt in Wantsrow, Malden. I've lived here a greater part of my life and went to school at Malden County Primary and then left and went on to Chelmsford Technical School.
Pitt, I understand, is a well-known fishing family, Heather. Would you like to talk a little bit about
yes,
your farm?
My grandfather and three uncles were all in the fishing industry. The youngest one didn't go in. He went to SADS, which is the local woodworking place. But my father and the two uncles and grandfather went down the river. And that's how they earned a living. It wasn't a particularly well-paid job, but they enjoyed it. It was out winkling in the winter. Oysteries in the summer, where they used to grow the oysters on at Althorn before they were sold. And then on to, in the summer, they caught shrimps and the odd lobster, which I must admit were very delicious. And he used to sell them. Not off, some had them on the beach, but father used to go round on his usual round, which they used to call hawking, which you had to have a licence for.
And what happened in 1942?
In 1942, my father and his two brothers and grandfather were down the river. It was 18th of November. It was cold, miserable time, and aeroplanes. It was the fight going on in the war. And they heard an odd noise. A plane came down in the river, or the mud flats, because the tide had gone out and you could only come up the river when the tide was in full flood. Anyway, they went back, saw a plane had nosedived into the mud, and I think it was Uncle Arthur and my father, Reginald Pitt, went from, waded out and found the pilot was dead, but the two guys were still alive. It was the flying officer and the first officer. Anyway, they carried them, my uncle and dad carried them through to Heybridge Hall. I think it was, I've forgotten the name, Williams Farm in those days. And then the flying officer went on to Ely Hospital and then finally to rehabilitation in Loughborough. I'm not sure what happened to the other guy, but the other two, my grandfather and the other one, went on fishing because that was a protected industry in those days.
So that was a really dramatic rescue,
it
wasn't
was,
it?
Yes, they've actually heard or had a nice letter from the Canadian Air Force because it was a Canadian plane that came down because the Air Force... Canadian Air Force was stationed at Bradwell.
And did they get any recognition for that?
Just
rescue?
A citation, really.
Just that, yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Which really, in the war, is all you can expect.
And later on you said you almost made contact with one of those
Yes,
officers.
Stephen Nunn was in contact because, as you know, he's quite a good historian. He was in looking around and he came across the name and the chap was... currently living in London, Toronto, which is Ontario. And a few years later, I was out there with my husband and to meet the cousin, and we decided to call. But unfortunately, they'd gone, the family had gone, so I'm not sure whether the man had died, which was rather a shame, because I'd love to have contacted him. But it was in the 1990s, and of course, this had happened in 42, so I mean, time goes.
What was the name of the boat?
The Grace Darling.
Grace Darling.
Yes, after the one up in Offal. So we all had an apple, but I'm not sure even in those days how they got them here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were fresh. I remember they were big, red, juicy apples.
Wonderful. And much appreciated.
Very much appreciated. In about 1949, 1950, I was about nine, and we had this strange phenomena delivered to the prom down above the lake, and it was an electrophant, which was an electric elephant. It was big size of an elephant, with seats either side, long seats, which we were able to climb up on a little sort of ladder and get on. I can't remember what it cost, and it moved down the prom on that long walkway and then turned around and came back. And it was Frank Stewart of Folly Faunce Farm in Goldhanger. He was the designer, and it was development that took place in Thaxted. And I'm sure a lot of people can remember it. And it was always weekends. It wasn't during the week. I don't remember it being there on holidays, but it probably was in summer holidays. But I know it was Sundays. We used to go to Sunday school. go down the prom, and then pop on, have a little ride on this elephant. And then we'd go to the bandstand, which was in the centre, just beside, and listen to all the bands that used to come. And it was, we had bands from all over, military bands, local bands, Dagenham bands. It was a really wonderful afternoon. I remember it being so nice weather, which is funny. Bad winters and lovely weathers in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bandstand was on the upper part.
It was the same part site. Mm. It was in the middle of that piece of grass. Mm. It's a pity it went.
I know. That electro fan sounds amazing.
It was wonderful. It was grey. It had huge legs. I mean, for a child, I mean, it was like the real thing, because you didn't see elephants apart from when they came with the circus and they came to the railway station down Market Hill, and then they used to walk up the hill and down the high street, the elephants. And I mean, to have one actually that you could touch, I know it wasn't real, but it was wonderful for children.
Yes, fantastic. Going back to your father, Heather, when he retired, was that the end of the fishing industry?
Yes, it was, because all the other fishermen were older and they had retired, and there was nothing much doing on the river, and Dad and his brother were the last of the real fishermen in Maldon, you know, the ones who used it for a living. And when he retired, the boat was eventually sold. I don't know where it went in the end. I think it was broken up, because he had a 47-foot one that was built in Paglesham, and it was rather a nice boat. It was called the Tiny Mite, but he had other before that, but I'm not sure what they were. And after he retired, he worked for his last few years before retirement at SADS. Mm.
Lovely. Good memories. Thank you very much, Heather.
Okay, that's fine. It's your pen, isn't it?